Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is a crazy grilling show. We do a little bit of beer drinking on it every now and then. We're tasting some beers right now from Long Island out there. And we taste wine once in a while. We eat food all the time. But, you know, we're just hardcore carnivores up here. We don't profess to be everything on the grill. We're not going to teach you a bunch of really cool, tricky stuff that'll make this crazy meal. We're just all about good food and doing it right on the back deck. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And speaking about good food and doing it right on the back deck, we've got one of our friends on the line right now. Our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Joppy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, you know what? I was thinking about you last weekend. I got done with the show. I went home and got out on the pond out back, and I caught me some crappies. And we grilled those up, and I tell you what, they were good.
Did you use minnows?
What? Oh, absolutely. You can't catch crappies without minnows. I might even had a glass of wine with me.
Did you marinate the minnows in wine this time?
I did not, because I was afraid that they weren't bite on purple minnows in my lake. They only do that in your lake.
You know that.
Yeah, that's it. How you been, man? It's been too long since I spoke with you.
I know. It's good. It's good. I'm with my good friends at Premier Grills down in Texas today, down in Frisco. Brian Rush and Darren Ferguson were getting ready to put on a competition class.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. So what's a competition class look like in Texas?
Well, it's basically, you know, they do the Lone Star Barbecue Society down here. So it's three categories. One of the main categories would be ribs and then, of course, chicken. And they don't do, like, chicken thighs like KCBS. They do half chickens. So that's something different for me, but I think I can figure it out.
I bet you can.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing, man?
Bobby, how is it today?
It's snowy, icy, and I'd rather be in Texas today. But I bet you the other one is brisket on that category. You named two of them. I'm sure the third one has to be brisket.
It is. Got a big old fat pack of brisket on there now.
Nice.
Just finishing it up.
Do they trim them up like we do, or they just throw them on?
Yeah, just trim that hard fat out of them. Yeah. Leave the rest.
Okay, and if you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys on Cumulus Broadcasting Network, and we're talking with Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue. Ace of Hearts, of course, is the maker of The Good One and Three Little Pigs, which I am a part of also. And Rob is my instructor extraordinaire who travels around the country with me, and we put on these classes, and he's actually out of my territory now. He's way down in Texas. And is that Waco?
No, it's Frisco. It's northeast of Dallas.
Okay. Nice part of the country. And competition barbecue class sounds like a lot of fun, and you'd be the perfect one to put that on. You and I are going to do a little bit of big-time grilling here in another week and a half out in Atlanta. So we'll be I'm sure we'll see too much of each other out there, and that'll be good to be performing for all the professionals in the industry, as we'll be demonstrating for people from all around the world. Actually, it'll come into that show. So that should be fun.
Yeah, we'll go out there and show them how it's done.
Yeah.
A lot of those grill companies don't understand how to cook, and that's their downfall and their weak side. But, you know, you are very proficient at cooking, and I get my share of it in too. So we go out there and put on a pretty good show for those folks.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be lots of fun, and it'll be good to hook up with you and have a little fun in a town that we haven't been in a while. So anyway, enough chit-chat. You've got a great, you know, and I screwed up last night. I did those steaks without trying your recipe on them. I apologize. But let's talk about this butter.
I'm going to tell you just a little bit about it. It's a Bernese butter, and you just take like three shallots, mince them up real fine, a fourth a cup of wine vinegar, a fourth a cup of white wine, a teaspoon of dried tarragon, and then about 16 tablespoons. Always use unsalted butter, but you just get your pan out and combine the shallots, wine, vinegar, and tarragon, and simmer that down to a thick glaze. That's the most important part on this recipe. If you don't simmer it down to a thick glaze, then your Bernese butter is going to be way too thin. and then just add it into the butter and add your parsley and a little bit of salt to taste. And I usually just put it on a piece of wax paper and let it get hardened up, and then I'll cut it in half, put part of it in the refrigerator and use it for the next 7 or 8 days, and then I put the rest in the freezer and get it out as I need it. It's great. Picks up a pork chop like you wouldn't believe. Makes even the best of the steaks better.
Well, that sounds delicious, Rob, but I just got to have a question. Do you have to wear shorts when you make this? You called that bare knees butter? Is that what you called that?
Oh, don't even start with me, Joppy. Don't even start with me.
Yeah, that sounds tasty. But anyway, we'll have that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com later today because that's one you can make ahead by the sound of things, and then you have it to use whenever you're putting the steaks on the grill. But, Rob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. You bring us new ideas and new recipes for the listeners every time we talk to you. And I miss hanging out with you. I'm sure hopefully I can get with you yet this spring, and we'll I missed that hunting trip this fall, but this spring, you get back up this way, we're going to have some fun.
You bet. Those big bucks are just getting bigger, so you can get down here this year. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yep, we'll make it all happen. Well, that's great.
In the meantime, I'll be traveling up your way. I'm sure I'm going to spend some time in Michigan, and we're going to go around and do some classes and have some fun up there. So I'm sure we can hook up, and it's going to be a pleasure to see you again.
All right. Well, great, Rob. Thanks for calling, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
See you, Robbie.
That was our cowboy, Rob Russell. He's down in Texas teaching yet another grilling class. This time he's teaching professionals. We're just so lucky to have a guy like that that calls in and contributes to the show, because he's one of the real deal out there. And he goes all over the country, and he's just a great resource for us. But coming up next, we're just going to touch a little bit real quickly on why your wife doesn't like smoked meat on the grill. I know mine doesn't. Barbecue Bob's wife doesn't particularly. So we're going to give you some ideas to make that better. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.